Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. This episode is my 30th birthday celebration, and if you pay attention to this podcast at all, you'll know that it's a month late. So, but it's here. It's posted and it's really fun. It's just a departure from like what I usually do. I was kind of getting a little bit food fatigued, I guess. So we just talk about all things birthday, being in our 30s. My friend Marissa's on. There's a special surprise guest in the middle of the episode, so make sure to watch out for that. And it was just a lot of fun. So thank you for Marissa for coming on. It's always a joy and a pleasure, and you are amazing at being in your 30s. So I think those are the only housekeeping items. It's December, so Christmas is coming up. I'm not going to be doing any episodes until the middle of January, but if you have a someone that you are wanting to be on the show, then just send me an email, okcovereasy@aol.com, and I'll make sure to reach out to them. And as always, you can follow me, okcovereasy, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I don't really post on the Twitter, so just follow @Mallory. And yeah, overeasy.blog. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope you have a very happy holidays with your friends and family. And I will see you in 2019. Bye.
Where are we at? Oh wait, shit. We're popping bottles at the studio.
We are.
If you would like to hear me drop some rhymes, or do you drop fat beats and record rhymes? I don't know how it works. I listen to a lot of acoustic stuff.
Are you an indie music person?
I think like right now, there's this kind of phenomenon where guys who used to be in punk bands do acoustic shit.
Ooh.
And am I allowed to curse?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm all about that. And so, like, if you have tattooed knuckles and used to be, like, all about the punk rock scene, and now you're just doing acoustic stuff, like, I'm into it. Please send me your album.
So I have heard from my friend Bryce, who was on the last episode. He's a high school teacher. He said Panic at the Disco is, like, super popular with high school students.
It's back. Like, what? They have a couple of new songs. Like,
yeah.
It's bizarre.
And so he was like, do you know their old stuff? And they were like, yeah. And they said something was like the middle of their careers. Like, no, but their old stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like,
in the afternoon stuff.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said 9 in the afternoon. And he was like, no, but do you know...
Do you chime in with haven't you people ever heard of listening to goddamn people?
So Marissa is here and she's a YouTuber, and have you ever watched Shane Dawson?
I think I have, so, but I always confuse him with Fred, who used to have a channel and then was on Nickelodeon.
So I watched the entire Shane Dawson, Jake Paul thing. I watched it all. And there's this rapper in there that they like highlight a little bit because he's like part of like the Team 10. Mm-hmm. And he has a song called Six Figures. And he's like, six figures I was only four. And like they just like kind of make fun of him because he's like, how can you have six figures when you're only 4 years old?
Right. Like, did you get a trust fund? What?
There's a video that's like interrupting like classic songs. And it's like, I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, and he's like, six figures I was only four. Somebody said that to me today. Shout out to Aaron. And I was literally dying laughing because I remember that song. Mm-hmm. The Panic at the Disco life.
So it's part of one of my favorite Vines of all time. I know you like Vines.
I love Vine.
So there's this one Vine where two women, probably like between the ages of 17 and 21, are wearing like footy pajamas, like flannel footy pajamas. Uh-huh. And then I chime in, like that comes in, and then they start doing the Scenester Kid dance in these footy pajamas. It's
I fantastic. Need to watch that.
I'll send it to you.
ASAP.
I have, if you guys need a watch list of Vines that are now on YouTube, like.
You can hit me up too, yeah, because okay. I have a Twitter thread that has the best Vines, the most iconic Vines. It's not mine, it's someone else's, but I have it saved, so I can send that to you. There was a really funny video that my boyfriend sent me on the Chive, which, like, he sends me Chive shit all the time, so I had to, like, download the Chive app. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, It's just, it references Hi, Welcome to Chili's, and it's
I love that one.
So hilarious. So I'll post that one.
Every time I drive by a Chili's, like, I have
Hi, welcome to Chili's. Like, yeah. Why is that so funny?
Why is he in his underwear and why is he walking that way?
The funniest part of that vine, I think, is the caption, because he's like, I've been working really hard on this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, literally, you see the toilet, which I'm like, that's a masterpiece. Like, you see mm-hmm. the toilet and then you see the mirror and he's like, Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Mine is a lost art, and I think we might need to bring it to Instagram stories.
I miss it so, but it's like, you will never see anything like it again, mm-hmm. unless Vine 2 comes out, which, who knows, 2019, what is in store for us, you know?
It's a weird new horizon out there without Vine.
My friend Marissa's here with me, and we're celebrating my 30th birthday. So let's just pop the champagne right now.
Popping bottles in the studio.
Shout out to Annie and Amber, who gave me this bottle of champagne when I was at their house the other night. Because they had seen my Instagram post. There we go.
That's a good pop.
Some cooks. Thank you. Shout out to them. They're my best friends.
Also, cooks, if you want to sponsor us.
Shout out to cooks if you want to sponsor us.
Hit up Mallory.
Hit up me. And this is going to be like another episode, like the Halloween episode, where we really don't talk about food that often.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably come up because we just ate at the garage.
Yes, we did.
And it was delicious. But also, like, if you hear me breathing heavily into the microphone, it's just because I'm trying to digest the burger and fries that I consumed.
I had the fish tacos, and the fish tacos are number one. I really like the tacos at the garage and the chips and queso. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Shout out to HSRG, even though I'm technically no longer rehirable by your corporation.
Wait, is that Hal Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hal Smith Restaurant Group. Yeah. I worked at JR's Family Barbecue back when I was 21, and I got written up and I signed my write up form, Your Mom. And so I was fired.
And never rehirable by Hal Smith.
Right. But look at me now.
Shout out to. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shout out to Emily. That champagne is sweet.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to the show. Let's do Eat of the Week.
Let's do it.
Where have you been eating that you've been loving?
So I'm going to be real.
Okay.
I haven't gone any place like fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I told Mallory earlier that I picked up some wings at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Southeast Norman. It's basically in Noble.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I have either been eating like meal prep food with rice, beans, and chicken and salsa.
Yeah.
Or I might pick up a donut in the student union at Ooh. OU right before my classes.
Nice.
Because that's who I am.
I did meal prep this week, and I did harvest bowls, which was like microwavable quinoa and rice, and air fried sweet potatoes and rotisserie chicken and greens and then pumpkin seeds. And it was really good, really filling.
And then I put
like whatever sauce I had like on hand on
top of
it.
Can we just talk about how you're kind of like the Goop Gwyneth Paltrow of Oklahoma City?
Am I?
I mean, like you would probably never encourage me to steam my vagina or, you know, put a jade egg up in there.
But maybe
you would. But I mean, also you just said like harvest bowls and that felt very like Oprah, it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Oprah, it's a good thing. I also did chia seed puddings, which was very easy and, like, delicious.
I used to be all about those when I had, like, the 9-to-5 job.
Uh-huh.
But, like, now with my job, I don't necessarily need to prep that much in advance. And also, like, now I'm an intermittent faster and I just don't do breakfast.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, yeah. I think you had told me that before. And you drink your water with a little bit of OJ in it.
Yeah, so it is one part orange juice, 7 parts water, which is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
But in Nalgene, if you have a Nalgene, it's 4 ounces of orange juice, 28 ounces of water.
Okay. Shout out to your orange juice water life.
It's delightful. It's just like I'm just drinking watered down juice all day.
And everyone's like, what's in that? I bet you get so annoyed. Like,
my students all day are like, is that lemonade? Are you stealing lemonade from the union? That's brilliant. I should do that. And I'm like, okay. First of all, I'm not stealing. Second of all, yes, you should steal. But
yes, stealing is okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a fountain drink, go for it.
I'm gonna go ahead and skip Grocery Gab and OKC Talk because we don't really want to talk about that. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
Because we're celebrating my 30th birthday and we're going to go through 30 topics.
All 30 of them.
All 30. I have them cut up in little strips. So we're just going to like grab a strip and then go for it. So
let's do it.
First of all, I thought it would be fun to look at our birthday on the Oklahoman.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this.
So your birthday is in October. It was last week, right?
Yes, October 22nd.
Okay, so I am going to browse.
1985. It was a good year.
1985. And October, did you say 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a Tuesday. What time were you born? So everyone can check your chart.
I believe it was 8:05 a.m. I was a scheduled C-section baby.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, okay.
My brother was an emergency C-section, and then after that, the doctor was, like, telling my mom, like, with this mistake, baby, that you're having your second one, like, it's going to be an emergency. Or no, it's going to be a scheduled C-section.
So the first thing that I see is Piers offers to attend peace conference in Jordan. So we've got some national news. Mm. Nye wraps bankers on tax loophole.
What?
maybe this is George why I'm Nye?
So addicted to justice.
Yeah. George, it was Governor George Nye.
Oh.
He was getting those bankers and making yeah. sure that they did their part.
I don't know a lot about him, but I've been in a building named after him.
His eyebrows.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen his eyebrows?
I have not.
They're incredible.
This is, oh, so, okay. I'm excited. I'm going to do some research.
I went to UCO. You went to UCO, too.
No, I went to OU.
Okay. I went to UCO. Mm-hmm. He would show up at UCO things.
Yeah, because there's, like, the Nye Centers, like, the union he was the, or something?
He
or?
Was the president of UCO for okay. a while.
Yeah.
So, Nye University Center. And he has some killer eyebrows. They're just like huge and fluffy and gray and incredible.
Shout out to old men with caterpillars on their faces. Like,
yeah.
That is a look.
My favorite headline on your day of birth is felony charges planned after raid on dogfight in Okefuski County.
Oh my God.
I don't even think that's a county anymore.
Really?
Let's click on it.
I think Okefuski is, but I think it's super small. Also, maybe this is why I own a rescue pit bull.
Yeah,
like, it
maybe.
It was destined. This is insane.
Dog fighting charges against 6 people, and 40 people will be charged with being spectators at the dog fight.
Also, damn. Like, if you are into dog fighting and you're listening to this, like, first of all, I don't know how you heard about this.
Yeah.
But also, just rethink your life choices.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Absolutely. That's on the front page of the paper. I really liked to look at the ads in the paper. Some of the restaurants.
Ooh, is Molly Murphy's listed? I bought a book about Molly Murphy's the other day.
What is Molly? That? No, tell me okay. about Molly Murphy's.
So it's Molly Murphy's House of Ill Repute. I will send you some of their old commercials.
Okay.
But it was basically like this grab ass style restaurant on Meridian near the airport.
Okay.
And it was like fancy, had this, they had a salad bar that was in a Jaguar. Like they remodeled the Jaguar,
no!
like a Jaguar convertible.
I think it was in here. I think there was, like, an article about
yes!
it.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I'm obsessed with it. I never got to go, but I remember when I was, like, 3, a friend of mine got to go and Minnie Mouse. Like, because all the servers dressed in costumes.
Okay.
And Minnie Mouse got to take her to the bathroom, and that just seemed like the pinnacle of luxury.
And it
me.
Was on Northwest Expressway.
Was it? I thought it was on Meridian.
Okay, Meridian.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, the Oklahoma City in the 80s was a strange time.
Yeah.
You need to get Steve Lackmire on the podcast. To
oh,
about that.
That sounds like it would be an event for the ages. I don't know if we would agree on anything. One of my favorites in the your birthday page is now making house calls on video cassette. You can get Ghostbusters at the video store.
That's exciting. Yeah. I literally just watched that last night.
Okay, so there is a result for Molly Murphy's. It's from 2008. A newly released book brings back memories of Molly's Murphy's, which restaurant fans would like to see in Bricktown. So it was in Bricktown?
No, so they want to bring it back.
Oh.
But I think there's a lot of drama about it and maybe tax evasion. I bought the book, but it was written by the owners, so I don't necessarily trust it.
Okay.
But I want to do, like, this deep dive serial podcast style look into
Molly Murphy's.
Yeah.
I am down for that for you. And you can borrow my Oklahoman account for the next month because I only paid 99 cents and then I will cancel it.
Fantastic. Thank you. This is perfect.
Okay, so we're gonna look at my birthday newspaper. And I already looked at it like a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So you're born in 88, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 88, November 4th.
I did that math, y'all.
She knows. And that was a Friday. Mm-hmm. The headline is city high school students would elect Dukakis. I'm not sure what that means.
How are the high schoolers? Like, I mean, only the seniors. Oh, God.
Dog held in attack to be killed.
What?
Why? What is with the dog fights and
here's
the dogs
the deal,
dying?
Oklahoma. Everybody listening to this has to donate to an animal shelter
for my birthday. Yeah,
because what the hell is going on?
I don't know. There's not really that many good articles on my birthday. Pay hike vote delayed today before election. I have a birthday around election day, so sometimes it is election day. And then everybody's talking about, like, midterms. I just want to put the PSA out there. Go vote.
Yeah. Vote or die.
Vote or die. Because we... it doesn't matter what your political view is. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're raging liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But
also, like, Mallory and I are in our early 30s. We haven't had children yet, but we might in the future. And we would like Oklahoma to be able to accommodate them with a school that, you know, meets 5 days a week. That's not asking a lot.
Yeah, it's not. And that has, like, air conditioning, maybe.
Yeah, and we can't afford to live in Edmond. Come on.
Don't make me homeschool my children.
Yeah, I'm please. Probably going to unschool mine. I'm going to be a hippie that lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
Speaking of, shout out to Marie.
I love Marie.
The Lazy W. She... made me an apron.
I saw that on Instagram.
Isn't that incredible?
Her aprons are amazing. Also, if you're listening to this and you are looking for a very thoughtful gift for Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
contact Marie. Her website is, I believe, the Lazy W, right?
Let me make sure of that.
Or it's Lazy W Marie.
Yeah.
Her farm is called the Lazy W. If you've never been out there, I mean, like, you can't just show up, but
she has to invite you.
Right. But it's lovely out there. She has a German shepherd named Klaus. She has two horses and
a
llama.
She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
She's amazing. I love her. She is the sweetest, kindest, most generous soul you will ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, every time I talk with her, I remember there are good people in this world, and they're named Marie, and they live in Choctaw on the farm.
Yeah, and she posted a photo of my apron on her blog, and I'm obsessed with it, and mm-hmm. I love what she made for me. It was very, very sweet.
Yes.
She did not have to do that, and it was a gift, and... I highly, highly recommend looking at her blog and maybe ordering something from her.
Yeah, absolutely. Just contact her. If you find her on social media, I believe she is the Lazy W.
Uh-huh.
And then her blog is lazywmarie.com.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so shout out to Marie for sure. Let's go back to my birthday. Friday, November 4th, 1988. There's a lot of Dillard's ads.
Man, shout out to Dillard's for having really nice jeans.
Shout out to Dillard's.
That's like the only place to buy jeans in Norman. Fun fact.
Really?
I mean, you can get them at like Target and Old Navy and stuff like that. But like, if you're trying to go above the $30 jean price point and get something that's, you know, going to last, then you got to go to Dillard's.
My favorite part of looking at this paper was the personals and the classifieds. And it was really crazy to me being like a millennial and being raised like after September 11th, people would just like try to sell their plane tickets.
Yeah.
You could transfer plane tickets. What?
Yeah. No, I remember I went to Mexico when I was growing up, and me and my brother didn't have to have a passport because we were kids.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a bizarre world we used to live in, but also maybe we live in the bizarre world now. I don't know.
Maybe it was... normal back then and bizarre now.
I think everything was just like one like really well orchestrated game of grab ass back in the past, and like there were no rules for anything,
right? So I thought that was fun. Subscribe to the Oklahoman for at least a month, give them 99 cents. You mm-hmm. can look up your birthday on the digital archives.
Yeah, give that dark money corporation that owns our newspaper money. I'm sorry. I haven't had a lot to drink, but I haven't been drinking much lately. So
yeah.
I've had two Coors Banquets and a little bit of champagne, and I'm going to get spicy.
Yeah, she is spicy right now.
I'm real and spicy, and I'm eating candy.
We're about to get into the topics, the 30 topics. So for my 30th birthday, we are going to go over 30 topics, and I cut them up into little strips of paper, and then I say we just go back and forth and and start. So
I'm going to move some of this stuff because I feel like I'm about to spill this bottle of champagne into my mouth, mostly.
All right, I'm going to start with this first one. What are some of your benchmarks for having a successful life, i.e. having a Sam's Club membership or having a garage fridge?
Oh, man. Do you want to start with this or you want me to answer first?
I will start basically having a garage fridge and a Sam's Club membership. Are both things that I'm like, okay, I feel like when I have those things, I am an adult and I have like made it. Also having all the same like body products.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. And making sure that they are cruelty free and organic and like all of those things that they tell you to do, but you just can't get your shit together and you have to buy Neutrogena face wash. Yeah. I feel like that's a big one for me is like having those products that are supposed to be good for you. But also having a garage fridge so you can put drinks out there. And then I already have a Sam's Club membership. So
it's life changing. It is. If you don't have one and you're like, it's too expensive, it's not. And also,
or just a Costco membership.
Yeah. Like the electronics you can buy, it's totally worth it. And then, like, not to be that girl, but like also the clothing, like,
is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 80% of my workout clothes from Sam's.
Yep. The Sam's Club athleisure, number one. We've talked about it on this podcast before. Check it out. And also the Instagram account, Sam Simple Savings.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see, it's based out of Bentonville. So, like, naturally. Obviously, it's, like, by Walmart.
We probably know them through, like, the Women Bloggers Collective, which is now the Megaphone Collective.
Yeah. shout out to them. They don't listen to this podcast because they don't visit my website, probably.
I mean, no, but we're too young.
Yeah, we're way too young.
We don't have any kids named Jace or Gage. I'm sorry. Spicy.
Hey. Okay. So what are your benchmarks?
So my benchmarks are being able to work from home 100%. I know that that's not something that a lot of people want. A lot of people do like to go into the office. Personally, I hate small talk and I can't get anything done when people are talking to me.
Right.
So I really want to be able to work from home or be my own boss. Like that's the number one goal, but I understand like if I can't necessarily get there 100%. So also with like a lot of the work I would do, it'd be client work anyway, so like there's a boss involved there. But also I want to be the type of person that goes to the grocery store and doesn't look at price tags and just puts what they want in the cart and then goes home regardless of what it is. Like grocery store, Target, whatever. I don't care. I want to like accidentally drop $500 at Target and it not matter.
I think that's a goal for a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, I would love that as well. And I would love to be able to do all my grocery shopping at Whole Foods. And it's like, instead, I go to a bunch of different places because the prices are all better.
I'm pretty much an Aldi girl unless I need to get like big things. Then I'll go to Sam's. Or if I'm doing like office supplies, because I do have like a business account that I buy like business supplies from for like my blog and all that stuff. But yeah, no, I would like, there's no Whole Foods in Norman, but I would go to Sprouts and just like, oh yeah, we're going to have salmon and yellowfin tuna for dinner every night. Like, I want to be that person.
Love it. Okay, so you want to pick one?
Yeah. Okay. Favorite Golden Girl character?
I have to admit, I've never watched the Golden Girls.
Okay, so I haven't watched it recently. I remember watching it on TV growing up. Like, it would be on TV, and I would just watch it because I was one of those early millennials raised by TV.
Is our friend here?
Hi!
Yes!
Speaking of Golden Girls.
Speaking of. Here's your microphone over here.
Yeah. Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Judy. This is our surprise guest.
Hi, everyone.
What are you doing?
I came by with some champagne.
Yes, you're going to pop the champagne.
Exciting. Yeah, I'm here to pop it.
Okay, let's get our not very good champagne.
I almost bought some little coupes to drink out of. And I was like, this is a little Okay, this is a Bouget Cerdon Luceuil sparkling wine.
Okay.
It has a real name.
Yeah, I just call it Bougie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's how it's pronounced, really, deep down. Okay.
I like it.
Can we pop on the air? What's this?
Yes, we're popping on the air.
Shit.
Oh! Fuck.
Don't worry about it, Ferris. It's fine.
Oh, the Judith pin is here, too. It's a present for me.
Yeah, you get a cookie and a Judith pin.
Oh, man.
So for those who don't know, if you like enamel pins, you need to contact Eastside Pin Company.
Mm-hmm.
He manufactures pins for The Spy, as well as Sonic and Nathan Poppy, you know, basically all the Metro pin lords. And he has one from Judith the Band, and we got it for Judy.
Judith the Judy.
Yeah, Judith the Judy. What is this pink champagne? Are you?
Oh yeah, it's like a pink sparkling.
It's fancy.
It's pretty sweet, but it's so good.
Are you trying to get me in bed?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what.
To say yes.
I'll tell you what. I buy this by the case.
You do?
That's a hot tip for your 30s.
So we were just talking about what is a benchmark for feeling like you're an adult.
Oh,
and like,
I have one.
Okay, good.
Are you currently buying Kleenex, toilet paper, paper towels, and napkins, and only using them for their intended purpose? That's grown-up shit.
Yeah.
That's like
napkins,
next level.
No.
Well, get on my level.
So you are buying napkins.
You're not just taking them from like the fast food place? Like, because in my fast food
I do steal a lot from a fast food place.
Yeah.
Not even steal, like, but just the extras I save, but that's just thinking green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just green for the environment, saving some green.
But I'm thinking buying pink champagne by the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's some adult shit.
Yeah, it was 100% ready to go.
There you go.
I didn't have to make an errand. I didn't have to run an errand.
You just put it in the refrigerator?
It was already in the fridge.
Two bottles
in the fridge.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a lot more wine these days. Is everyone else?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yeah, also, we went to a wedding, and we sort of, like, took all of the booze so the couple didn't have to.
Yeah.
And now we have, like, all of this, like, open box wine
like,
at the house. And I was like, well,
nice.
Gotta get drunk.
I know. So. Last night I was at my friend's birthday party, and she was like, I don't really like red wine. Do you want this?
Yes.
You want this bottle? Absolutely. I was like, I'll take it off your hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm only here for the red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm here for all wine.
Yes, all wine.
Is this better than the Cooks?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
By leaps and bounds. If there's anything wrong with Cooks, like, I'm still going to...
It's fine.
We'll still drink it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
It's a different experience. So this is the benchmark of success. This fancy, bougie champagne. I'm still going to love Cooks. I mean, it's my comfort food. It's like my Kraft macaroni and cheese of booze.
Uh-huh.
So. Do you think a mimosa is served by a nicer champagne, or can you just go Cooks?
Just go Cooks.
Do you need
mimosa.
Nice orange juice, or do you want to have, like, a low standard on everything?
You want one that's not from concentrate.
Okay, yeah.
Just in that, like, the concentrate.
Like Simply Orange.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be, like, brand name Simply Orange. I'm going to shout out Aldi again because I'm talking about them. But they have one that's basically, like, Simply Orange, but it's, like, less than $2. It's fantastic. It's what I put in my orange juice water that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, she drinks orange juice water. It's, like, water and then 4 ounces of orange juice.
What's the ratio?
So it is 4 ounces of orange juice to 28 ounces of water.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a little sweetness, and then also I don't get, like, super crampy, like, from drinking all this champagne, which I would normally, so.
Only orange juice? Other juices?
You probably could use other juices. I think orange juice is super accessible for me, and then also, like, other flavors I don't necessarily like as much, so. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like cranberry juice, but it reminds me of bad times. I think all women here can understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cranberry vodka.
Well, and then, like, urinary tract infections as well.
Yeah, did you see that tweet that was like, cranberry is not, there's no proof that cranberry helps.
Says who?
Says a tweet I saw.
What about those Azo tablets? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
There's
don't
only,
that.
Like, 6 packs of those in my...
I'll tell you, I don't get urinary tract infections in my 30s like I did in my 20s.
No.
So that's been a benchmark for me.
My life is a lot cleaner.
Shout out to our 30s.
Yeah. And monogamy. And
that's
been
monogamy.
That's pretty real.
Okay, so we were just, that was our first topic. The second topic is favorite Golden Girls character. Somebody asked.
Blanche, duh.
Okay, well, I've never seen.
She's from Oklahoma.
There you go.
No, not Blanche.
Is that Rue McClanahan?
Yeah, Rue McClanahan. Blanche is her character, right?
She's Blanche.
Yeah. Edie Rue from Ardmore.
Okay.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I think I am definitely more of a Sophia. I think that was was B. Arthur. Is B. Arthur? Is that? It was her mom.
Yeah, Estelle Getty.
Yeah. I think I'm an Estelle Getty.
Stan.
Yeah.
That's right. Stan Estelle Getty.
We stan Estelle yeah. Getty.
Although I have to be real. Like, I feel like I don't watch Golden Girls enough for the current age. Like, I know that that's a thing you're supposed to go back and watch now. But mm-hmm. I just remember watching it on Nick at Night mm-hmm. because I was raised by TV.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to my parents.
Shout out. Shout out. Okay. So next topic. Going gray. This was one thing that we wanted your opinion on. How to do it, and oh god, I have white hairs from
yeah,
Marissa.
Yeah, so I'm not going gray. I'm going white.
No, everybody goes white. Uh-huh. There is no gray. It's either melanin on or melanin off.
Okay.
But they really? Call it gray because it like blends and like looks gray.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. When you see a woman who's like 40 mm-hmm. and it's like all solid,
yeah.
you start to look like you're wearing a wig. Mm-hmm. Even if it's your real hair just dyed.
Yeah.
So I always say kind of grow gradually. Mm-hmm. Get a relationship with somebody you can say, like, I just want to leave these. Or even, like, we can bleach these out and yeah. tone them uh-huh. in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Stay graduated.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen a woman in her 70s who's, like, full color hair and then, like, a skunk stripe? White?
Yeah.
You don't want to be that.
No.
I mean, I kind of want to be that.
In a way, yes. Because you get, like, a lot of wine.
That would go with
lipstick.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's your vibe, lean in hard.
Yeah.
But, I used to dye my hair just to dye my hair color. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I've never dyed to cover my gray.
Yeah.
And I get compliments all the time. Your gray is amazing. I don't know what to tell you. Even my husband the other day was like, your gray hair looks really cool.
Aww. That is so sweet.
Yeah, just
shout
lean
out to
in.
Garrett.
And Garrett. The texture is always going to be different. You're just mm-hmm. going to have to work with that. You can tone it because it's always going to be like yellowy. That's tips maybe. But
yeah.
Yeah. So I was telling Mallory earlier that the girl who cuts my hair, I've known her since we used to wait tables together, and one of the rules I had was, like, let me know when I have more gray hairs than I can count on two hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then last time I went in, at the end of September, she was like, okay, Marissa, we've reached that point. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I've been doing, like, a lot of highlighting to kind of lighten it up, because my hair is the darkest shade before you actually get to black. So okay. That's a thing I've learned. Like, there's a...
Last night I was kind of stoned, and I was like, looking at my mm-hmm. bottom of my hair ponytail against, like, my bang area, which is very gray. And uh-huh. I was like, wow, imagine
yeah.
the difference. So, yeah, you get there.
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, not necessarily luckily. Like, I do wish I had, like, that cool stripe, like, Rogue from X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, all
or Stacey
underneath.
From,
yeah, What Not to Wear.
What Not to Wear, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hers is really great. But I think it's, she said she has a birthmark mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. and it grows out gray.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the topic, I guess, of hair and life and 30s, one health tip that has changed your life. That's from Marissa.
Mm-hmm. I'll answer this one first if you guys want me to.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know.
So I think that this is going to take me a long time to, like, say it, but I think it'll all come together. So one thing I used to do was I listened to all, like, the health and fitness gurus that would, you know, do magazine interviews about how often you should eat to keep your metabolism going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wound up eating, like, 80% more than I would have otherwise. And so I, through a process of just kind of, like, learning to listen to my body, lost, like, 30 pounds just eating when I was hungry and not when people mm-hmm. told me to eat. And it's, like, it should be intuitive. You should know right. that. But there's so much nonsense out there about it.
Like, I was going to say the exact same thing in a different way.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Your body only has so much caloric energy to do its processes. Mm. So if you're always eating, it's always digesting.
Yeah.
You can't, like, eliminate well that way. You can't do anything else. You can't exercise. So eat enough to sustain you.
Yeah.
Eat it, digest it, move it out. Mm. Then you can eat again. And people are like, oh, you should just be snacking all day?
No,
maybe you won't
not.
Be hungry, but maybe you won't binge. Mm-hmm. Let's work on the binging.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, you have to give your body a chance to do everything.
Yeah,
that's my health
tip.
Same tip.
You don't want your, like, insulin to be spiked all day by eating all day long.
Well, that's it. If two people had it independently, that is the health tip.
Yeah. Right. I think mine is kind of in the same, like, ingesting portion.
Right.
We're women. Just drink water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My mom has always been like, her New Year's resolution is drink more water. And then I remember calling her and being like, I'm having these health issues. And she's like, you know what helps me? Mm-hmm. Just drink water. Mm-hmm. But it does help.
Yeah, like 80% of the issues
flushes
you have.
Flushes it out of you.
Also, if you, like, this is a new thing that I'm discovering. If you drink a lot of water before your first cup of coffee, you will realize you don't need
as much coffee
as you think you need.
Absolutely. I'm discovering that lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It wakes you up more than coffee would. Like, yes, the 2 p.m. coffee, you absolutely need that because you're going to fall asleep at your desk. But, like,
another thing that helps wake you up is an apple. If you eat an apple and you drink your water in the morning, but sometimes you just need that coffee too.
I just like the taste of coffee.
Me too.
No, I definitely have a glass or a cup, but I don't have as much as I used to. I used to be like a 2 to 3 cup in the morning per person, and now
it's very expensive.
It does.
It does. Yeah. Do you want to pick one?
Yes.
You want to pick a topic?
I want to do one more question. Then
okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Breeze out. I don't know where my dog is. So I gotta get home. Oh. I think he's underneath the house. There's like a possum or something.
Crazy.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Okay. What OKC restaurant would you ask for if you were on death row? I'd like an answer from one restaurant, and then an answer where the items are from multiple restaurants.
Ooh.
So does it like okay? So this says an OKC restaurant. Does it have to be like an OKC local? Or can we just be someplace that is in OKC? Because
I would say chain?
I would say you could do someplace that's in OKC.
Yeah, because I mean, like,
if you're gonna name a chain, I want you to name the location.
Yeah,
okay. So we can paint the picture.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, I think Mallory needs to start this one.
Oh,
you know more about restaurants than we do. I meal prep too much, and I live in Norman.
If I was gonna go, I would probably say like last meal, Ted's.
Okay.
Oh man.
Yeah. Just like straight up gorge with chips and queso, a chimichanga meal, extra crema on the top, and sopapilla, margaritas, just like the whole gambit.
Right.
If I said like last meal. Now, the multiple meals, I would say the crab dip from Hefner Grill. The French dip from Kitchen 324.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert. Judy's just dying. Like
a dipped cone.
Dipped cone. Everything dip.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Brahms. I would say like some Brahms ice cream, like a brownie sundae or something like that. I don't know.
I think you guys will understand this. Somebody was talking about State Question 793.
Mm-hmm.
They Which one like, is that one?
I care.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And they were saying, like, there'll be so much, like, bargain I care that it'll, like, drown out expensive I care.
Mm-hmm.
They
Heaven were, forbid like, poor folks get I care.
Exactly. And so they were like, you know, it's like the difference between, like, a good restaurant and Brahms.
You mean Brahms is a good restaurant.
And I was like,
that's how you phrase
it. If it was a state question, it'd be like, can we make Brahms more affordable for everyone? And you're like, yes, I'm walking. I'm knocking doors for that.
They have to have 2 for $5 deals on their gallons of ice cream at all times.
Priority, like
Sonic Cheddar Bites. I'd pick Sonic Cheddar Bites as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to start with a classic grill chicken fried steak.
Mm.
But I want to go in there like on a busy day.
Yeah.
A little bit of a line. I like the experience of a restaurant as much as the food.
Yeah.
What am I going to do for a lunch? I'd go down to Greek House.
Yeah.
Get like the plate from Greek House for me.
Uh-huh.
I might go... Excuse me, Chileno's.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Just like a feast.
Yeah.
You're definitely eating dairy at that last meal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. And then probably a Brahms mix. I've been really missing frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Not eating dairy right now. Listeners.
Yeah.
That's really the tough part is my ice cream habit.
Uh-huh.
So
I would say simply falafel in there as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe the fries at Basil. I'm really, really
they're like
a big
kind
fan.
Of beer battered.
Beer battered fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah,
what would you say, Marissa?
Okay, so for a meal, I'm just going to Chileno's up front. Like, getting the chilaquiles norteños, and I am having, like, 8 million tacatis with, like, the limey, salty rim. Doing those. And then if you're there long enough and you get to know, like, your server, like, I go to the one in Norman on the east side, and they know us. Like, we have a secret handshake, and so they just bring us shots of tequila. So it's great.
That feels good.
So that would be like my location for the meal. But if I were going to pull stuff from different places, like I am going to go to Greek House and definitely get, just the sandwich. I love the sandwich.
Extra sauce.
Mm-hmm. I would go like, this is, you know, like holler back to our, Norman episode.
Yes.
I would go to Pepe Delgado's and get the nachos. The super nachos with pork.
Mm-hmm.
I would need French fries, but I'd probably just go to Brahms. Like,
the crinkle cut.
I love the crinkle cut fries. I know a lot of people that don't. I would do that. And then I would get probably one of their sundaes. They used to have a more extensive sundae menu, and they don't necessarily advertise it that much anymore.
Yeah, the brownie one.
Mm-hmm. I have a few very easy suggestions for the Brahms menu. One, list the ice cream flavors outside.
Absolutely.
Is that hard?
No,
just get a magnet.
It's not.
Number two, I don't care what the sundaes are called. Build your own sundae. Pick right. a base. Pick an ice cream. Pick mm-hmm. a topping. Mm-hmm. Pick the size.
Why? Is
why? Free? These are free.
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. Brahms, if you're listening, which they're they are not. Probably not.
No. Not. Also, cows. Stop trying to tell us that, like, there's so many grams of protein in the shakes. Like, don't we know what is going on with a shake, and we're not there to be healthy.
Don't put pudding with the chicken meal. And hot don't pudding. Put, don't put Greek yogurt with the for extra protein.
No, like, I don't want that. I want your crinkle cuts.
Yeah.
Why do people not like a crinkle cut fry?
Because yeah. they're communists. I don't know.
I don't probably understand not. What's it's bad
more
about
ketchup.
It.
Yeah. You yeah. get more ketchup on it. I own the domain name crinklecutfries.com.
You get everything. You get lots of surface area mm-hmm. of fried skin yeah. and then lots of warm, smushy potato
yeah.
inside.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, like, you couldn't make a better, like, deep fried mashed potato sort of situation, could mm-hmm. you?
Yeah. I'm very confused.
I don't know. Please.
Like, a lot of them kind of, like, look and act alike after a while.
Okay.
I think there tends to be. I've noticed.
What's the, what are the trends, I guess? Like, what is, like, if you see one food blogger doing something, then you see, like, a bunch of them doing something. Because you can yes. you can kind of tell with, like, fashion bloggers
yeah.
because they'll wear the same thing yes. and they'll promote the same thing.
Yeah.
What is the, I guess, food alternative?
I would say as far as it just depends what restaurant is partnering up with a PR agency for the month.
Okay.
And then they'll do a little private dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the bloggers will, like, post about that restaurant for okay. a couple weeks at a time after that.
Yeah.
But obviously you're getting everything comped mm-hmm. when you do that. And I think,
and
I think it's really great. Yeah. I think it's really great. Like, obviously getting free food is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that kind of do this, like, writing, blogging, food thing full time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not one of those people.
Right.
And it's really great. You know, you're getting that kind of perk, but it also kind of makes it difficult to be kind of fully honest mm-hmm. about what your experience is there.
Yeah.
This time in a long time. And I was just like,
so I guess we should explain to everybody if they don't know what Bobo's is.
It's still there. I didn't know.
We used to go there in high school, which was more than 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was it's a food truck. The first
that they're like, take this umbrella that has a key on it. Like, God. Like, yeah. Total eye roll. Uh-huh. So I'm like, they're like, go down the street, turn a corner, and they'll be like, second door on the right. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I'm already, like, so not with it. So I, like, get to the door, and it is just, like, not working.
Yeah.
I'm, like, freaking out, yeah. like, shaking so hard. Mm-hmm. I can't even get in. I'm, like, on the phone still, like, totally gagging uh-huh. with my mom. And I just, like, give the key back. I was like, thanks. And I don't tell them it didn't work.
Yeah.
I was like, F it. That sucked.
Yeah.
And so I'm still just, like, pacing, uh-huh. freaking out. And at one point, it's just all gone.
It just stopped?
It just, like, totally stops.
Oh.
And I was like, well, F that.
Yeah.
That was stressful.
Yeah.
You know? So.
How long did it last?
I mean, like, maybe only, like, an hour or two.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I mean, it really feels like forever.
Yeah.
Like, I was scared to eat.
Yeah.
We visited a few different shops and drove around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, with this being a podcast, I was sitting in the front seat. So windows are down. Everyone totally knows what's happening to me because I'm with a bunch of other, like, yeah. coffee trainers and yeah. stuff. And they were like, well, do you smoke? We're in Portland. So I'm like, smoke what? And they were like, either.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually don't smoke either.
Yeah.
So I don't actually really know why I asked.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, sometimes, like, when you smoke a cigarette, that, like, helps you. And I was like, well, I don't smoke, so I think that'd make me worse.
Yeah.
And someone was like, do you want a joint?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I also don't really do that, so I think that'll just make me worse. So
yeah.
They gave me gum. It didn't make me feel any better, mm-hmm. but...
How much coffee did you drink to, like, get to that point?
So that's what's hard to say because I was, like, the only person in this one class for whatever mm-hmm. reason. So they're like, let's make literally every drink you can make on the bar.
Okay.
So it's like latte, cappuccino, flat white, all those drinks that mm-hmm. you'll see at, like, any, like, specialty coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so now let's make them all, but then let's taste them because they're all going to taste different.
Okay.
So I had a sip from, like,
each one.
Maybe, like, seven.
Uh-huh.
And then we, like, tasted the difference and, like, how different you can make an Americano.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that's, like, three more.
Mm-hmm.
So I maybe had sips of 10 drinks.
Yeah.
So it's like double shots in each one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. Now that I think about it, it was a lot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Some people are like, that must have been a lot. And I was like, yeah.
It sucks when you're, like, sick like that, like, in a a different place. Like, yeah, you're not like, that's what I was telling you how I got food poisoning in, yeah, Seattle. It was like that. I was like, I need to find a bathroom like right now. Like, these, yeah, oysters are destroying. I've been destroyed, but I was by myself. Yeah. Like, that was, yeah, the worst part. So,
yeah, I was
calling my mom like, I mean, it was so terrible.
Yeah, she got off the phone. My sister was like, was that Michelle? She's like, yeah, she drank way too much. It wasn't like, oh, she's going to die. It was just like, yeah, she'll sort it out.
Yeah.
So when I got back, my mom was just like, man, I totally warned you. I was like, I thought I was like going to die, you know, but I survived it. So now I don't drink that much coffee. Ironically, I can't even drink like a full like 12 ounce cup.
Okay.
Like, people will be like, oh, try this. And I'll like have a sip and, mm-hmm, I'm done. And yeah, I think again, because of my anxiety medicine, it's a stimulant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like almost scared of, mm-hmm, like, well, now I don't know what my threshold is.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
So as a barista, I taste a lot, uh-huh, but then I spit it all back out.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to make as a barista?
I actually really like coming up with new specialty drinks.
Okay.
Like, we come up with a lot at Elemental, and we're working on a lot for the holiday. But, mm-hmm, it's funny because there'll be a challenge where it's like, we ordered too much of this product.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, okay, what can we do to get rid of it? So we had like a lot of ginger brew.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, what if we did like an espresso mule?
Oh, okay.
And so we made an espresso mule.
Yeah.
We don't have a liquor license, but we like use like juniper flowers, mm-hmm, and like lime wedge. Mm-hmm. What else did we do? The ginger brew.
Was then, it cold? Was,
yeah,
it cold?
Okay. Yeah. And then, cool, you like top it with the espresso.
Nice.
And then I made like an espresso Paloma.
Okay.
So like usually it's based off like alcohol drinks.
Okay.
For instance, one of my coworkers is working on like a cold brew old fashioned.
Oh, nice.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that that, mm-hmm, I love making.
You get to be like creative.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm, all the other drinks, like, they're all in the same, like, in essence, the same.
Yeah.
Steamed milk with espresso. But
yeah.
Yeah. It's that where I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I like Elemental. They're very serious about coffee.
Right.
So it's like, I feel like coffee shops in Oklahoma City are either like really, really serious about coffee, or they lean towards like super Christian ideals.
Oh, like holy grounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
isn't
I totally that, know what you're talking
isn't
about.
Isn't that weird? Like, yeah. I feel like that's just, it's either like coffee, you know, or, mm, God.
Yeah,
I feel like it's really strange.
I remember, what was the name of that one? Coffee Commission in Edmond.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize they were so,
yeah,
Christian based until, yeah, going a few times.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny because I think only maybe half the staff or less than half the staff at Elemental is even Christian.
Yeah. So. It's just so weird. I'm like, where does that come from?
Yeah.
Because there's lots of coffee places in Oklahoma City and like Edmond, especially, that are Christian
based.
So I'm,
yeah,
like, is Clausen Coffee Company? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know either.
It's funny because a friend of mine in Kansas City who does that caffeine crawl.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like the Oklahoma rep for the caffeine crawl.
Cool.
And he and I were talking once too. And we totally brought up how you are either like I'm not an atheist. Like, mm-hmm, I'm like a more new agey,
mm-hmm,
whatever. And you're either like atheist, agnostic, like total, like, I don't, mm-hmm, believe in any of that, or you are like devout,
mm-hmm,
Christian. And so we were talking about how there's such an interesting dichotomy.
Yeah.
Like when we were talking about like baristas versus baristas.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird because it's always weirdly black or white.
Yeah.
we had on our grinder at one point. Grind on like a certain setting,
uh-huh,
and we like have stupid notes at Elemental, like every other service industry, uh-huh, every job, I guess.
Yeah.
So it said like grind on like 3.5 for Satan, but like none of us believe that either. But one of the owners was like, "Whoa, I'm shocked that's there." I was like, "Oh, sorry, do we need to take that down?" She's like, "No, I'm just shocked because don't we have some really Christian people that work here?" I was like, "Well, none of them have said anything."
Yeah.
But then I realized like, "Oh crap."
Yeah.
Like our like stupid humor,
yeah,
totally doesn't match their stupid humor,
yeah,
you know. So yeah, I've totally noticed
it too. It's so interesting. I think, yeah, that dynamic is like really, really strange. I just want to know like where it comes from. So every time I go into a coffee shop, I'm like,
what kind of coffee shop is this?
Yeah, you know? And so, one of my old coworkers, perfect example, like started a church.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rest of us are like, yo, oh, I don't remember the last time I went.
3.5 for Satan.
And I was like, why did we even write that? It wasn't even like six. Yeah. Like 666. Uh-huh. Like it was like 3.5. That has nothing to do with it. Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, man.
Very weird. It's funny that you've noticed it because like being in it, we've totally noticed it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, that's kind of all I had. To talk to you about. Do you want to talk about anything else? Do you have an eat of the week? Or I guess you already did eat of the week. Is there anything you want to like plug or promote or?
Well, I guess coffee wise.
Yeah.
We have workshops coming up. I tried setting one workshop up at Elemental to teach people like the art of brewing.
Okay.
And so that went really well. So we have one coming up on the 17th.
Okay. And where can people get information about that?
It'll be on our social media. It's all Elemental Coffee.
Okay.
And our website too, elementalcoffee.com. So no one told me they didn't like the name of this workshop. We're changing it.
What's the name of it?
It's about grinding. Like grinds, right.
Like 3.5 for like,
yeah. So it's about like the importance of grind size and like having a good grinder and stuff. And I told her friend who helps us with designs, I was like, hey man, I can't come up with a better name. If you can come up with something, great, but all I can think of is size matters. So everyone's like, that's like so foul.
Yeah.
Which like, yeah, but also like I couldn't come up with anything. And so like after finding out, some people were kind of like about it. I was like, okay, well what if we do like the perfect grind or the daily grind or whatever.
Yeah.
And I even thought like crushing it would be funny.
Oh yeah.
You know, but yeah, anyway, I was just like, well, great. So luckily,
no
one said anything at first. So I was like, that would have been awesome for everyone to make fun of this workshop. So that's coming up on November 17th. Either size matters or daily grind.
There you go.
And tickets will go on sale soon. And then we're going to have another brewing workshop in December.
Okay.
Right before the holiday.
Cool.
Norman Music Fest. The open call is live, so if you know any bands that want to apply, we're announcing headliners on my birthday.
Ooh.
The board was like, are you sure you want to do that on your birthday?
You're
I was like, yes.
So excited. You're like, also I'll be at Harry Potter World.
Yeah,
so.
One, I'll be at Harry Potter, and two, like, of course I want to announce something as cool as that on my birthday.
Yeah.
They're like, probably, I loved Robert Ryan. Like, that was probably one of my favorite years, but... Straight up, these headliners, we've been trying to get them for a while, and we finally got them.
Cool.
And they will probably be, like, they will probably be my new favorite ones.
Okay, that's awesome.
So, yeah, festival is in April, the same week. Everything else is happening, as always.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, I don't think I have much else.
Okay. You want people to follow you on social media?
Oh, yeah. So, I am the Michelle Bowie on everything.
Okay. Well, great. That's awesome.
I wanted the, or just Michelle Bowie. It's all taken by someone who doesn't do anything, which is.
Don't you hate that?
Always the
case.
That's
the worst.
Marissa Mohi and I were talking about it because she recently changed to the Marissa Mohi. And I was like, oh, hey, you're part of like the club because the other person's like gone.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's my social and everything. I didn't know if you wanted to ask about bread making.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about bread making. Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you had any other questions outside of that, but.
No, I mean, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think because we're at 53.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. So we're good.
Cool.
We're good. Okay. Well, you can follow me on OKC Over Easy on everything. Mm-hmm. So I have a Facebook. A website, okcovereasy.com, Instagram, Twitter, and then the SoundCloud, of course, is soundcloud.com/okcovereasy. So thank you for coming on. I had such a fun time with you.
This was awesome.
It was the best. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.